Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is the Executive Director of the Professional Anglers Association. That's Scott Laney. And, Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Terry.
Well, let's talk about the dynamics, Scott. I mean, you're looking at a sport that's really growing by leaps and bounds. And about 2 years ago, an organization called the Professional Anglers Association came along, and it's really got to be growing with leaps and bounds. What are some of the new things that are going on?
Well, we've got, obviously, the issues related to the tour that everyone's well aware of, yourself included. But more importantly than that, the PAA is really focusing on kind of evaluating some of the new opportunities in bass fishing. As you just alluded to, Terry, it's a dynamic time in our sport. The sport is expanding. More and more people are walking up to me that want to talk about bass fishing in odd places, like Portland, Oregon, for instance, where I live. So the PAA really is trying to kind of look ahead. You know, we're not really focusing so much on what's happening today. We're saying, okay, a year from now, 2 years from now, where are we going to be? How can we predict what that will be and go out and make it true?
Well, you know, as angling and a lot of people who are not close to the sport don't really realize how big and powerful this thing has become, but you really have to have representation for both the anglers and the tours, and they really got to be able to work together, don't they?
They do. That's the key. You know, everybody brings a different piece of this puzzle to the table, and I think of paramount concern as how do the pieces fit together, whose puzzle is it, and at the end of the day, all of the groups in bass fishing working together are a lot stronger than if we're separate and kind of doing our own thing, and that's what the PAA is trying to do is kind of force this thing to gel up into a kind of a coherent sport.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me. We've got two really powerful leagues in the FLW Outdoors, which is Operation Bass. Irwin Jacobs heads that up. And then, of course, the old standby, the 35-year veteran of all this stuff, is BASS. And they're really kind of running head-to-head right now. You've got tournaments that started here the very beginning of January and will run through June. What's that like? I mean, from the angler's perspective, what are they saying about it?
Well, it's a lot of work. The anglers right now have adopted a wait and see. They've never been through this before. They've never had this type of velocity in their schedule before. Of course, now the season is young. Everybody's pretty excited. But I think when we come out the other side of this, the anglers will have some opinions about how all this worked and how easy it was to live with and really what it did to their careers.
Well, you know, you talk about the time away from home, and just as a general understanding of what's going on here, very beginning of January, the tournament season started, will end about June, and I think there's about approximately 4 weeks off in between there, so not a lot of time off, you add the travel and some of those kind of things, so the pressure is on.
The pressure is on, but, you know, part of that just comes with the territory, Terry. If we want this thing to be a big-time sport, you have to make those kind of sacrifices. You know, look at NBA players and their travel schedule, or the NFL, or Major League Baseball. I mean, some of that stuff, you really can't have your cake and eat it, too. I mean, the bigger the thing gets, the more cumbersome and difficult it is to participate in, and that's no different than any other profession.
Well, let's talk about press a little bit. You know, here at Bass Fan Radio and BassFan.com, we're busier than we've ever been. We're having to cover everything from the Everstart Trail to the FLW Tour to the Invitationals, really hopping with that. But one of the things that comes with that is the publicity that goes with it makes our sport bigger. You know, when you look at what we're doing across the board here, the media has really been a big part of what's going on in bass fishing, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the media, I think when you say the media, you've really got to talk about Bass Fan. You know, Bass Fan's the only independent media that's out there. They're the only media source that I'm aware of that covers both these tours and their various offspring daily. No one else does that, and that's got to be a tremendous amount of work. But look, you know, we had at the Harris Chain, we had a good crowd. We had a guy on the ground there, the PAA. I'm told there were 4,500 people-ish at the final day weigh-in. It actually had to be moved to a more of a stadium environment because it got too big on the Saturday, and Bass could see what was coming. And you know, Terry, honestly, that's you have to wonder how much of that is Bass and how much of that is Bass Fan. Bass Fan has re-engaged these fans at a totally different level than they've been engaged for quite some time, maybe since Ray Scott was around. And I think Bass Fan is driving this renewed interest in the tours.
Well, there's no question when you have between 4,000 and 6,000 people at a weigh-in event, not before has that happened. And even with Ray Scott, you know, the Bassmaster Classic, of course, has those great big numbers. But most generally at the tour events, you just don't see them. So I'm going to take credit, too. I think the Bass Fan also has a big part to do with that. Another thing that's come up here recently that the PAA is involved in is the ranking system. And here at Bass Fan, we always talk about our ranking system. But now we've got a sponsor that's going to substantiate that in State Farm Insurance.
Right. Another indication of what Bass Fan's done. Obviously, the sport needed to have rankings. No one, you know, any legitimate sport does. Heck, there are rankings and things that are inconsequential, you know, activities that are inconsequential in terms of general appeal to the average guy walking down the street. I mean, you can find out who's the number one ranked Scrabble player in the world if you want. So that's an indication of how far down rankings drill in our world and what a part of our sports psyche and competition psyche they are. So it's no surprise that Bass Fan was able to captivate the imagination of State Farm with their rankings. They're the only legitimate rankings in our sport.
Well, it's great to see, you know, the non-endemic sponsors, and the anglers have to be happy with that as well. From your purview as a PAA executive director, we got to get those non-endemics, don't we, to be able to make our sport grow?
Oh, absolutely. There's a finite amount of money the industry's capable of putting in. I don't think there's a finite amount of money the industry's willing to put in, but certainly capable of putting in. You know, once you get by the boat companies, most of these companies are smaller, you know, at best mid-sized manufacturers, and most of them small. So you've got to go outside, and you've got to get, you know, inside of that monetary stream that comes from non-typical Bass supporters.
Well, I guess I got to ask you, as this week has went by very quickly because a lot of the tour events are underway. Okeechobee finished up on Saturday, and there's going to be a lot of things going on there with the Bass Tour. But there was an advisory board. ESPN has always had an advisory board, and then there's always been a board from the PAA, which is the Professional Anglers Association. Well, the thing has changed a little bit, and really, I guess the question I'd have for you, what kind of take do you have on the new advisory board versus the PAA board?
Well, the Bass Advisory Board, what we're used to calling the Bass Advisory Board, which I really think is now called the ESPN Bass Angler Advisory or Athlete Advisory Committee, technically, gained a couple of members, Marty Stone and Gerald Swindle, and those are good guys, competent anglers. They'll represent what I like about them is they bring representation for some of the younger anglers that are in the PAA, you know, the young hotshots like Reese and Timmy Horton and that whole group of guys. They're forward-looking anglers. Now, that's the Bass Board. The PAA Board has the big sticks, the hot guns, the Kevin Van Dams and the Denny Browers of the world working hard for all anglers, too. And so the job will be for us to sit down and say, hey, you know, how do we handle the now with Gerald and
Marty Stone
being out there, how are we going to handle that from the PAA's perspective? Do we incorporate those guys into our board? Do we not? And, you know, that's a conversation we need to have. That's new news, obviously, hot off the press from the Bass camp. So we'll see when things settle down here a bit. We can get our feet under us. We'll see what we do.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you being with me. And, again, great success ahead for the PAA.
Hey, thank you, Terry. Always a pleasure.
This is Terry Brown, and I'm Bass Fan Radio.